glorious Lord Jesus went all the way down, hid his glory, went all the way down, not just to the manger, but to death. That he might bring those that are dead in sin and trespasses and bring them up to the highest point of the universe in the Father's house. If you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus, and I want you to, if you did not listen to any of the words I said before, if you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus, and if you know him as your personal Savior, I would like you to tap on your own shoulder and congratulate yourself. But that's not what you did. That's what the Lord Jesus did for you. As wonderful as this is, that's not what's in my heart. What's in my heart is the Apostle Paul, knowing all this, where we were and where we end up positionally, he is giving us some practical instructions in how to live in those last dark days. Romans chapter 13 and verse 11 says a few things that are nice. I will just quickly touch on them and give room for our dear brother Joe to speak to us a little more. There is a Christian that is mentioned in chapter 25 of Matthew that went to sleep. You remember the parable of the 10 virgins? They all went to sleep. And when they were asleep, a cry came around. The bridegroom is coming. All 10 of them came up and started fixing their lamps. 5 of them had oil in their lamps, and 5 did not. The oil in the scripture is a wonderful symbol of the Holy Spirit. If you have the Holy Spirit in your lamp, chances are, when you start trying to light it, it will light up. And this kind of oil is not for borrowing. And it's not to be bought either. It's to be given free. Believing, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. I would like if every one of us sitting in your seat, ask yourself, am I sealed with the Holy Spirit? Did it come that time in my life where I realized that I'm a sinner and I realized that the Lord Jesus came to save me? Not to save all the sinners of the world, as wonderful as that truth is, but he came to save me. Did you ever make it personal? If you made it personal, I would like you to tap yourself on the shoulder again and congratulate yourself. Because you are sealed with the Spirit of God. There is oil in your lamp. The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 13 is telling us to awake. Awake. Right? Awake. If you're asleep, I want you to awake. Not me, but the Spirit of God. Awake. We live in a very dark age. Do you want me to bring you some examples of the darkness of the age around us? Look around you. Look around in school. Every time you break into a group of people standing up in one of the corners, you see them discussing something. And if they know that you're a Christian, chances are they will either do one of two things. They will either try to get you on board to discuss the same things that they are discussing, stuff that doesn't glorify the Lord Jesus, doesn't honor him, or if you walk in and you're a good testimony, they will probably stop discussing this. Do your friends do this? Colleagues at school, at work? You know why? Because a Christian that is a child of light, in this dark world, every time you walk around, you bring light to darkness. And the works of darkness is definitely does not like light. No, keep the light down. Chase him away. He's from a different company. He's not from here. He's not from this world. You know what? If they say about you that you're not from this world, I would like to congratulate you again. because you really are not from this world. If you belong, and we as human beings, we do have a tendency to belong. We would like to be accepted. I would like to advise you one thing. If you're a child of light, Romans 13 tells you not just to get up, but to cast away the works of darkness. The works of darkness does not belong to you. It's not you. You're a child of light. You were once darkness. But the Lord Jesus came to change this darkness and bring His light. His marvelous light. Walk as children of light. Not just walk as children of light, but at the end of the portion that we read, it's asking us to do something that is extremely difficult. Look at verse 14. Put on some clothes you need to put on. If you have your Bible open to this, I want you to look at it. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you're walking around, it's not going to be Patrick or Mike or Peter or Josh or Sharon or Clara or John. It's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ. It'll be the Lord Jesus walking. And I would like to challenge all of us today. When we walk around and we're about to do something, ask yourself, would the Lord Jesus do this? If the Lord Jesus was in my place, would He do this? Cast away the works of darkness, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because the same one that we were singing about Him, He is coming again. He is coming as the morning star. We read that in Revelation chapter 22. And in Revelation chapter 22, the Lord Jesus is not just the root and the offspring of David, but He is the morning, bright morning star. And you know what's the bright morning star? Those that study astronomy told us that the morning star comes to be a very bright star. But He comes out in a night where there is great darkness. Somebody is right next to you in a night like this, you would not even see him unless he touches you. The morning star will come, but he would not be seen by those that will be asleep. Right? Unless you are watching, waiting to see the morning star, you will not see it. You will miss it. If you're asleep, you will miss it. You don't want to miss such a wonderful scene. The Lord Jesus is coming again. And I tell you, the wonderful youth should be used for the Lord Jesus. You know why? Because that's the best time to serve Him, when you are in full health. I will tell you this, comment, and I will sit down. We had a brother today that is 94 years old in our conference. And I went to him, I put my hand over his shoulder. I said, brother, tell me what you're doing to be 94 years old and looking that healthy. And I expected him to say, well, I'm eating healthy, I'm exercising, and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. He said, brother, I will give you one advice. Read the Word of God. Those that wait upon the Lord renew strength. How easy is that? That is. May the Lord help us. He's soon coming. He's soon coming to take those that belong to Him home with Him. And you'll be rewarded for every day, for every moment, for every action that you did for the Lord Jesus. Don't let the time go by without serving Him. Don't let the time go without living for Him. Don't let the time go without winning ground for the Lord Jesus. For His name's sake. Amen.